That's Interlude and When You Were Young from The Killers, from the brand new album Sam's Town, which will be in stores on October 3rd. I'm Matt Pinfield. I'm sitting here right now with Brandon, Ronnie, Mark, and Dave. And this question is for you, Dave. The guitar sounds on this record are, I mean, there's really great, unique, and cool layered guitar sounds on this record. What was different about going in working this time with someone like Alan and with Flood? Was that an approach that you brought in? Was it something they suggested, or was it something you guys had worked out in the writing process?
No, Alan helped me get some of the sounds of the guitar with different amplifiers, but I think that I had more time to try and get a sound than the first record. The first record, I kind of didn't know what I was doing, and it was really pieced. We've talked about it in the past, so it was a lot of demos thrown together.
Yeah.
This one, I had a lot more time to think about what I was doing.
Guys, I know you, let's talk about the next video you have. It's a really interesting story that Bones, which is the second single from the album, you ended up working with Tim Burton. Tell me the story, Brandon. It's pretty incredible.
Well, we've had the song kicking around for a long time. It's probably the oldest song on the album. It was, you know, from the tour bus from when we were touring for Hot Fuzz. And we were recording it, and everybody was really excited about it, and I kind of had lost love for it. And then Mark had this idea that, because Mark grew up playing trumpet, to put, you know, some horn lines on it. And it just really brought it back from the dead for me. Everybody else was already cool with it, but as soon as we heard the, you know, the song was called Bones and these trumpets, and it had such a great feel to it. We instantly thought of, made me think of what Danny Elfman does for Tim Burton movies.
Right.
And so we just kind of thought, it's a shot in the dark, but let's ask Tim to do the video, and he said yes.
It's incredible. He's a Killers fan then.
We didn't know, but yeah, I mean, we were just so excited, and we 2 weeks ago we finished the video. Yeah.
And you were acting in the video too, and who are the other actors in it? Anybody prominent that we would know?
Aoki, sister.
Yeah, she's in Sin City.
Yeah.
What's her first name?
I don't know. She's pretty though, and if you're listening,
we love you.
5-5-6-3-2-4.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. Well, let's let people hear this song for the first time. This track is new from The Killers, and it's called Bones.
Come with me.
Is a great track from this album, Brandon. Love this song. Tell me lyrically about this track, because it's very descriptive. It goes into, there's just that kind of desert and circus feel and theme that you got going throughout the record. But it's got these, you see so much vision in the lyrics of this track. Tell me about it.
I think this was the very last, we meant to spend three months on the album, and I think we took 6 months. And a lot of it was, we didn't know. A couple of the songs were really late bloomers, and especially with my lyrics. And this was, I was literally singing it until the last hour that we were in the studio. Alan was mixing it as I was singing it, because my lyrics took so long. But I think it just, the description that lives in the song is kind of, I wanted to focus on things that I think are kind of dying. When you look at, in 2050, I don't think people are gonna, brag about their classic, Lexus from 2006, or you know what I mean, and the how we are about classic cars and how we are about the good old days and these things. I don't think that it's going to be the good old days anymore. I don't know. So I wanted to kind of for I was lucky enough to have parents that are older. My parents are in their 60s. I was a mistake. As they say.
And so was so, I. Don't feel bad. Right.
So I think I got some of those values still that I noticed that people my age don't have, whose parents were, a generation younger than my parents.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's all I got.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that shows a lot of your appreciation, too, for the music, besides the fact that you had an older brother that turned down a lot of things, whether it be Psychedelic Furs, XTC, and a lot of cool old things like Depeche? I mean, you also have that stuff that your parents listening to, like older country and just early rock and roll. And
my dad always listened to Otis Redding and Buddy Holly and all that stuff. So I do have an appreciation for it,
And kind of synthesizes through the music, no question about it. Let's let people hear Read My Mind for the first time. And folks, again, this is from the highly anticipated new album that'll be out October 3rd. It's The Killers. We're in the studio. You're hearing the debut of Sam's Town, and this is Read My Mind.
On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind?
I'm Matt Pinfield in the studio with Brandon, Ronnie, Mark, and Dave from The Killers, and we're debuting the brand new album, Sam's Town. I got to ask you guys about this song, Uncle Johnny. This is a great track, and it's that whole lyric about when Uncle Johnny did cocaine. Is there a real Uncle Johnny, actually, or is it a character that you created?
It's my mother's brother. Was that close enough?
Brandon,
my mother's brother.
Yeah, now that's really close. So it's a very honest lyric then, Brandon.
Yeah, we were in. It actually comes from, we were in Berlin, and we talked about how Iggy Pop and Bowie went there to make the record, and then followed up later on by U2 to make Octoon Baby, and just joking around how maybe we'll go there to make an album and what what it would sound like and what we would go for. We didn't end up going to Berlin, The first thing that I thought of was my Uncle Johnny did cocaine, and it just reminded me of an Iggy Pop line or something. And the next day we're in France, and we just were messing around in soundcheck, and Mark started playing the bass line, and we kind of have had it, we just had it kicking around ever since.
Yeah, Mark, it's a very driving, dark bass line, which is very cool. Was it something that you had for a while, or did it just come pretty much as you were there
no,
rehearsing?
No, I think Brian was just tinkering around with the melody and had the chords, and we just kind of happened spontaneously. It's kind of going for almost a hip-hop feel to it.
Yeah.
But other than that, it just kind of came on the spot.
Yeah, well, it's a very cool and very dark driving song, so why don't we let people check it out right now. It's Uncle Johnny from Sam's Town. It's The Killers.